Happiness and success. Many people believe that only by working hard and having a successful career can they find happiness. However, trying to make a lot of money or get promoted at work may not make people truly happy. People who focus on such success often prioritize work over other activities. Consequently, they may lose opportunities to enjoy the things that make life truly enjoyable, such as simple, relaxing times with their families. After reviewing many studies, researchers recently concluded that success may actually follow happiness. They believe that happy people are more energetic and confident because they experience frequent positive moods, and that this leads to success. Of course, success also depends on factors such as intelligence and social support. More research is needed, but it may be that those whose happiness leads them to success are more likely to stay happy.
Questions. Number 21. What does the speaker say about people who focus on success? Number 22. What did researchers recently conclude about happy people? F. Ancient oysters. For thousands of years, Native Americans, along what is now called the U.S. East Coast, used oysters as a food source. Today, however, oyster stocks have been greatly reduced. Over-harvesting, pollution, and disease have caused oyster populations to fall, especially since the late 1800s, when European settlers introduced new harvesting methods. These methods included dredging, which involves removing huge numbers of oysters from the seabed. This process also damages the ecosystem in which the oysters live. In recent years, archaeologists have studied Native American harvesting practices. The archaeologists found that Native Americans did not harvest young oysters. Instead, Native Americans waited for oysters to grow and reproduce before they harvested them. The archaeologists also discovered that average shell size increased until the 1800s. Which indicates that Native American practices helped ancient oysters to become larger. This finding surprised the archaeologists, who expected oyster shells to gradually get smaller in response to being harvested.
Questions. Number 23. What do we learn about oysters along the U.S. East Coast today? Number 24. What is one thing the archaeologists discovered?